Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about identifying summer opportunities. If you are a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page, www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. Part of having a rich college experience is pursuing different types of activities that add to the richness of your understanding and help propel you forward in your chosen career. Whether you're rock solid with your decisions or are finding that your major may not be what you are meant to be, summer opportunities can be very valuable. I know, it's only February, you say. Summer is in a few months. What's the rush? Well, remember, the collegiate academic year ends in late April, early May, unlike your high school days when summer break began in June. May will be here before you know it, and it's never too early to think about what you will do this summer. Now, depending on your individual academic situation, you may consider taking courses over the summer, either at your university or at another institution. There are two things I want you to remember. One, any course taken at another institution will only transfer in terms of credits, not grades. So if you're trying to do something that will affect your GPA, taking summer courses at another campus is not the way to do that. Secondly, if you're generally a strong student, say you have a 3.0 GPA or higher, a summer program or internship may make you more competitive than taking additional classes. Keeping that in mind, it never hurts to find and apply to summer opportunities so that you have options regardless of what final decision you actually make. Now, if you've already committed yourself to a summer program or study abroad experience, that's great. You're all set. Everyone else, listen up, because I'm going to lay a few things out for you. First and foremost, use your department and your university's career services office to get a list of what opportunities are available in your major. If you're part of a special program on campus, they may already have the list compiled for you. For instance, the academic program for which I work sends out a weekly newsletter that includes such opportunities. If there isn't an existing list, don't worry. You can always make one of your own. Start in your career services office or use their website and look around there. General search engines and different things will be available to help you put together that list. Right now is application season. Right now. So there may be quick turnaround for some of the programs you identify. In many instances, you'll need at the very least a resume. You may also need a personal statement or essay, and one or more recommendation letters. Your career services or professional organization can assist you with the resume. You're a second semester college freshman, so you've probably never written a personal statement, but career services is a great place to start with that as well. Purdue University has an amazing online writing lab that has all types of examples and samples of many professional documents. Just look it up. You can use any type of search engine you like. I know we always love Google. Now, recommendation letters. Those are another thing altogether. When requesting letters of recommendation from faculty or staff, approach it very professionally. Ideally, you would ask in person. However, if you have to ask via email, make sure this written communication is the best possible representation of who you are. You don't want there to be typos. You want to make sure you use proper salutations, grammar, capitalization, and format. The thing that many faculty and staff find difficult in writing letters, particularly with freshman students, is that they don't know them very well. So you want to go to someone on whom you've left a positive impression. As you think of persons who can put their name behind yours, ask yourself, in whose class did I establish myself as a strong student? Where did I contribute productively and positively to a class? Is there someone who knows me can identify me for good reason. Once you identify those people or come up with the names, those are the faculty and staff to ask for letters of recommendation. You want to make your request at least 1 month in advance because you may be one of many letters that they're writing, and you don't want anyone to provide a letter that's written in a rush. Most times, faculty and staff need a little time to write the letter, review the letter, make any necessary edits or changes so that it can be a very strong reference for you. You also want to ask that faculty or staff member, can they write a strong letter of recommendation for you? All letters of recommendation are not written equally. You don't want a bare minimum. You want someone who can speak to all of your positive attributes, all of the things that you've done to demonstrate your intellectual acumen and your level of curiosity, in addition to your mastery of content. When you get a response from a recommender, you want to do some simple things. Provide them with your resume, any forms that come from the summer program, and the mailing address for the program. Be clear whether you're going to come back to pick up the letter of recommendation or if it is to be mailed directly from the recommender to the program. Knowing those things always helps make the process smoother. Again, use career services to your advantage. Many universities and institutions offer workshops on all of the things that I've mentioned above, resumes, personal statements, different types of letters of recommendation, and they're always a great place to start. When in doubt, search it up and look it up on the internet. That's a good place to start as well. Thank you so much for joining me for this evening's broadcast. Tassel to Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and help you make the shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, please submit them through my website, www.tasseltotassel.com, or send me a direct email at dr.deidre@tasseltotassel.com. Also, you can check out my blog to get more information and suggestions. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time when our topic will be time management and prioritizing. Get college ready.